పారమార్థిక జీవస్తు
పారమార్థిక జీవస్తు
బ్రహ్మైక్యం పారమార్థికం
బ్రహ్మైక్యం పారమార్థికం
ప్రత్యేతి వీక్షతే నాణ్యత్
ప్రత్యేతి వీక్షతే నాణ్యత్
వీక్షతే త్వనృతాత్మన
వీక్షతే త్వనృతాత్మన
యా So in the last sloka he spoke about the Vyavaharika Jiva and the Paramarthika Jiva after that. So Vyavaharika Jiva, like the Vyavaharika Jagat, it sees as Satyam, but when the Paramarthika Jiva sees the Vyavaharika Jiva and Jagat as Mithya. So here he speaks about what is the Paramarthika vision of Paramarthika Tattvam. In the previous shloka, it was like Vyavaharika Jiva's vision of its world as well as Paramarthika Jiva's vision of the Vyavaharika world. So here he speaks about Paramarthika level, what happens in Paramarthikam. So he says, Paramarthika Jivaha to Brahma Aikyam. So, Pratyedi Vikshate. So, the Paramarthika Jiva sees, like knows itself, vikshate, it sees its oneness with Brahman. So Brahma Aikyam vikshate. So Paramarthika Jiva sees its oneness with Brahman. So the Paramarthika Jiva is nothing but Brahman. Paramarthika Jiva knows itself to be Brahman. Na anyat vikshate. So it doesn't see anything else other than Brahman.
Okay.
So Paramarthikam Nanya Vikshate. So it doesn't see anything apart other than the ultimate reality of Brahman. So it doesn't see anything. So Paramarthika Jiva has two visions here. One is it knows itself to be Brahman, and then it doesn't see anything other than Brahman. So then what happens to the vision of the world? What happens to the world or the vision of the world? Or what was the world, Vyavaharika Jagat or the world? So at the Vyavaharika level, Paramarthika Jiva sees the world as unreal, right? So that is the first step. The first step in the life of a seeker is in the path of a seeker is knowing the Jagat to be Mithya. So Jagat Mithyatvam is what is first required. But once a person knows the Mithya nature of Jagat, and so thereby he knows the Satyam of Brahman. So he knows Brahma Satyam after he knowing Jagat Mithya, and then what happens? I am Brahman. He knows that. Then what happens to the Mithya thing? There is nothing Mithya. That means everything is seen as Brahman. So, two. Anrata Atmana. Anrata Atmana Vikshate. Anratham. Or what's unreal. What was unreal is also seen or known as the Self or Brahman. So, like what here he means is the Paramarthika Jiva's first vision is that I am Brahman. There is nothing apart from Brahman. So what happens to the world? There is no world there. What seemed to be the world is known as Brahman. So it's the same thing as telling Jagan Mithya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya is the same thing here. But when you see from the perspective of Jagat, from the perspective of Namarupam, then Namarupam is Mithya. But Namarupam is Mithya when you see it from the perspective of Namarupam. When you see it from the perspective of the substratum of Sachidanandam, then it is real, right? So it is just the vision or the perspective vision that changes, or that matters how you see. As Ramana used to quote from one of the minor Upanishads, that a person who sees like loka drishti with ajnana drishti, With Ajnana Drishti, a person sees the world to be different from Brahman and he sees the world to be sorrowful. But Jnana Drishtya, with Jnana Drishti or Viveka Drishti, he sees everything to be Brahman. So it is Sarvam Brahmamayam, that's what's the final truth. The final truth, the initial, the final, or at all times the truth is that there is nothing but Brahman alone. So whatever is seen as the world is also Brahman. But since we are seeing the world as real, we see the world, we consider the world as real, we consider the world as something different from Brahman, so we have to start from the opposite side, from the reverse. We'll have to first negate the reality status of the world. That is the first thing that we think. Whenever we see something, we think that it is real. So first, negate the reality status of whatever you see, whatever is seen as the world. Once you negate the reality status of the world, that means the world is mithya. And then, so if you negate something, then you should assert something else as well. Negation cannot end with itself. So negation will lead to assertion of the reality which is beyond the mithya thing. So you assert the reality, assert the substratum. So negate the illusion, assert the substratum, then what happens? Then everything is known as the substratum alone. So it's a reverse process. It's directly, if a person says, okay, everything is Brahman, that's enough. But for better understanding and for gaining the conviction, it started from reverse. It starts from reverse by first negating the world and then asserting Brahman and then asserting that everything is Brahman. Even the illusion is Brahman. That's why Ramana Maharshi, in his many of his works, he used to tell that a Ajnani sees the world as something real. The Jnani sees the world as Brahman. Jnani doesn't, like a mumukshu, Jnani doesn't see the world as an illusion like a mumukshu, because Jnani knows that everything is Brahman alone. Mumukshu is in the intermediate state where he has to first negate the world in order to see its substratum. But once you negate the world is also known as the substratum of Brahman. That's what is said in the Narayana Suktam as Yat Chikinchit Jagat Sarvam Drishyate Sruyate Viva Antar Bahishcha Tat Sarvam Vyapyan Narayana Stitah. So that is the same thing as Sarvam Brahmamayam or many other statements which speak about that thing. So that is what he says here. The Paramarthika Jiva knows itself to be Brahman. Since it knows itself to be Brahman, which is Advitiyam, which is Nirgunam, therefore it doesn't see anything else. Shankara, in his Sanat Sujatiya Bhashyam, he says that there can be only two vision. Either you see the world, either the sense organs are turned external, extroverted, in which case they see the objects of the world alone, or they are introverted into the self. Both of these together cannot remain at the same time. A person cannot be introverted into the self, at the same time extroverted into objects as well. This is from the perspective of the mind getting extroverted or introverted. If we see from the vision of objects itself, either you see Namarupam or you see Sachidanandam. If you see Sachidanandam, then it's automatic negation of Namarupam. So you cannot see Namarupam. If you see Namarupam, you cannot see Sachidanandam. So it is only either of those two visions. So if the Paramarthika Jiva knows itself to be Brahman, which means that it doesn't see anything else. Since it doesn't see anything else, therefore it sees what was an illusion or what seemed to be an illusion, what is an illusion, everything as Brahman alone. Okay. Once again. Yeah, so in the next shloka he speaks about an example as to how the Paramarthika Jiva comes down to Vyavaharika level as well as Pratibhasika level. the next two shlokas. Madhurya drava shaityani
Madhurya drava shaityani
Nira dharma starangake
Nira dharma starangake
Anugamyata tanniste
Anugamyata tanniste
Fene apyanugatayata
Fene apyanugatayata
साक्षिस्तात् सच्चिदानन्दाः
साक्षिस्तात् सच्चिदानन्दाः
सम्बन्धाद्व्यावहारिके तद्द्वारेणानुगच्छन्ति
तद्द्वारे नानुगच्छन्ति
तथैव प्रातिभासिके
तथैव प्रातिभासिके
या सो माधुर्य द्रव शैत्यानि नीर धर्माः द वेरियस कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स क्वालिटीज ऑफ वाटर लाइक माधुर्यम स्वीटनेस द्रवम फ्लोइंग नेचर एंड शैत्यानि शैत्यम मीन्स आई कैन से कोल्ड chillness. So all these qualities or characteristics of water anugamya tarangake. So it goes into these characteristics reappear or flow or go into continue in the tarangam. Tarangam means like in the wave. So, like what he says here is wave from into the wave, the characteristics or qualities of water flow into the wave. Ata tanniste fene. Fene means like as we saw, fenam we saw in earlier, right? So, fena is foam or bubbles you can say. So, fene api anugata yatha fene api anugata. And how it goes into the phenam or foam as well. Yata, like this. This is an example. Yata, tatha is the next part. Tatha. Tatha eva pratibhasike. That tatha is for yata means like this example. Similarly, in the case of the jivas as well. So, what he here says is water alone is real. Tarangam and phenam is not real. But the characteristics of water appear or get carried into wave which arises out of water and the foam arises out of wave. So in that foam as well these qualities are passed on. So that means from water which is real comes wave and from wave comes the foam. But all of these have the characteristics of water. But still water alone is real. Tarangam and phenam is not real. Similarly, Sakshistaha Sachidanandaha. The Sachidanandam, the Sachit Anandam qualities in the Sakshi. Sakshi alone is Paramarthika Jiva. So from the Sakshi, Sachidanandaha Sambandha. By association, by attachment, by binding. Tadvarena vyavaharike anugachyanti. Sachidanandaha goes or flows into vyavaharikam. Tataiva eva pratibhasike. And from vyavaharikam into pratibhasikam as well. So this means like the qualities of water flow into wave and form. Similarly, Sachidanandam of the Sakshi flows from Sakshi to the Vyavaharika Jiva or Vyavaharika level and the Pratibhasika level as well. So this means like Sachidanandam in the Sakshi. Sakshi alone is real. But the qualities of Sachidanandam is carried over into the Nama Rupam which gets evident first in the Vyavaharika level. And the Vyavaharika Jiva creates a world out of his own world in the Pratibhasika Swapna level. So that means what is real is Satchitanandam is there always. But in Sakshi, Satchidanandam, in Paramarthika level, Satchidanandam alone is there. There is no Namarupam. Because there is no Natutadvitiyamasti Anya Vibhaktam Yat Pashi. In the Sushupti Avastha itself, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that Natutadvitiyamasti. There is no Dvitiyam. There is no second entity there. Anya Vibhaktam Yat Pashi. How can he see any other thing? Because there is no Dvitiyam there. So, in the Paramarthika level, Sachidanandam alone is there. But from the Paramarthika level, from the Sakshi, Sachidanandam, it gets carried over to Vyavaharikam when Namarupam comes. And from the Vyavaharikam, it again carries down, carries over into the Pratibhasika level as well. So, as Namarupam is unreal, as Phenam and Tarangam are unreal, similarly, the Vyavaharikam and Pratibhasikam are also unreal. What is real is Niram. Niram or water alone is real. Similarly, the Sakshi or Sachidananda Brahman alone is real.